it up because our car.
Good evening. Welcome all to Insane Asylum Podcast. Tonight we're back with Chris Garcia. Nice guy out of Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
And he's a psychic. So it was the second time we get to talk to you, right? We already interviewed you once before.
It's been a long time, dude. I don't even fog. I can't remember. I mean, but it's good
that you out of that funk.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I was just telling Joe that, you know, keeping your spirits up and going through, you know, because I had asked him, you know, how he deals with, you know, things and stuff like that. But yeah, I see it as, you know, you learn and you just start, like, you know, where you help people and then you just realize that not everyone is there to support you. So that's just part of learning, and that's just the only thing, you know, so. But other than that, you know,
it's not always just, you know, immediate family, blood family, you know, but if they don't want to be there to support you, big deal. You make friends, and a lot of times your friends are going to wind up being your family.
Yeah, you know, that is
for over 20 years, and I think we're more like brothers.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah. And you've grown, guys, together, like, and it's funny how you said that, Margaret, you know.
Sorry, it's been that long.
Dude, it's been, like, a long time. but, you know, it's all good, though, because, you know, I like it.
What have you been up to, man?
Just, you know, guiding people, still doing readings behind the scenes, doing cases here and there, but a lot of that stuff, a lot of people don't see the justice behind. For me doing, you know, stuff, a lot of people see more behind the scenes, like Messenger and this and that, but there's just cases I'm doing here and there, and then doing like mentoring, teaching and stuff like that. But it's just been just busy. But along the way, like I was telling Joe, there's a lot of people that are, it's been just problems, and I'm just starting to see like who are really my friends and who are just acquainting this Joe, the way Joe says it, because you come across that in this business too. You come across people that are there to support you, you know, and then like later on they end up turning against you, and that's the thing. I don't get it. Why do they do that? Why can't they just be straightforward and say, you know what? But everybody has an agenda, and to be honest with me, doing this kind of work, I think that's why people keep a distance from me, like, especially like the women and stuff within my personal life. But I'm learning as I go along, and of course I make mistakes, and I correct things. If I'm wrong, I correct it, you know, and that's just an everyday life. So, yeah.
Well, I look at it this way. You're human, man. You're never going to be 100%.
Yeah,
you're always going to have that learning curve in life, and you're always going to have mistakes that are made that have to be corrected. You're always going to have somebody thinking that they're better than you, and you know, you just keep going, keep plugging, keep moving. I actually haven't told Joe this yet, but I got some bad news yesterday morning. It was really upsetting news. When I was manager of the facility, we had a man that would come in every Monday or Tuesday, who would check our traps and make sure our water pest supplies was taken care of and everything.
Okay.
Well, I got an email that he had wound up passing away on the 16th.
Oh, wow. So, I'm sorry about that to hear.
And I actually forged a pretty good friendship with him. Because, he'd come in and talk with me. After he did his rounds, he'd come in, chit-chat for about 10 minutes or so, and, you know, ask my opinion on some computers and stuff like that, because he was building his own computer and, you know, different things like that. unfortunately, you know, that's part of life. And
yeah. So yeah, and it's just crazy like that, you know, how you, yeah, and as you progress, you start noticing who your true friends are, and of course, there's just a lot of people that are going like quick. There's a lot of people that are dying, and, you know, even the animals, you know, because when you lose an animal, that's like part of family, too, so it's kind of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you have animals and close to them and everything, yeah, and they're like... They're a part of your family.
And that's something that...
They are a part of your family.
Oh, and I was going to say, guys, welcome to my friends Joe and Mark, because I've known them for a long time. So, hi, Lisa, I see you watching. But the thing is, what we were talking about in the background is that we were talking about mushrooms. And you know how when you get that once in a while... We're talking about... And a lot of them, you can do, like, a lot of healing, but, like, it's like mugwort, like you were saying when in the backstage, that mugwort is good, but to a certain point, it's like, it's poet, and you just gotta be very careful. So a lot of stuff that we were talking behind, you know, before the show started, it was just blowing my mind.
Yeah, mugwort is actually one of the mushrooms that that was used, or that is used, to open the mind. But you do have to be careful with using mugwort,
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that in higher doses it is poisonous and dangerous.
That's true. That is correct.
Man, it's a good fungus that can actually help with opening the mind up.
Yeah, and that is dangerous, and that's why it was so crazy. And I was going to ask you, Mark, when you got those books, did you just get them today?
What's that?
Did those books that you got today, did you just get them today, the books?
Yep. I just, it's kind of funny. I'm sure everybody knows about Five Below.
Uh-huh.
Store Five Below?
Yeah, we have Five Below up here.
That's where I got this. That's where I found this. And then...
Wow.
Another book called Crystals. It tells you about the different crystals.
Yeah, well, if you would have kept talking about mushrooms, people would have been thinking we were having a show on drugs.
I know. But that...
Drugs, man.
Yeah. I like going there occasionally. I find some good stuff at these books and stuff like this, like at Five Below. And, you know, normal price on this damn thing is like $18. This particular book has on the barcode $18 for it. I got it for $5 at Five Below.
Yeah, but like you said... I mean, it's been just a very interesting year. Like I was telling you about the eclipse, I just felt like everything was just weird. And I feel like even though I didn't know we were in the system, but I had talked to a friend of mine, and I didn't even know because I don't pay attention to all that. I used to be in astrology big time. I didn't know that we were still in retrograde. Mercury retrograde, not really going to be like that until... I think January or February, and I was thinking, no wonder everything's going down, because it's just, and I remember somebody had asked me if I feel the difference in Mercury retrograde. I really don't see it like psychically within my third eyes and all my senses, but one thing I've noticed is that it does affect my emotions. Oh my God, don't you just know, it's just, it affects my emotions to no end. One thing I've noticed that since this coming year, my emotions is like, for no reason, dude. I cry for no reason at all. And I'm thinking, I'm already empathic, so I'm like a sponge and just
that's
absorbing all
these things.
Dude, it's not... It's
sometimes
and I have very...
Sometimes you'll pick up on emotions that are around you, and they will amplify how you feel. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, exactly. And like my friend Art and Becky and Lisa, they've been very supportive. But there's just been a lot of talks where everybody's been checking up on me, and I appreciate that because it keeps me motivated. And and then that's one thing I noticed too, Mark, was that I think it was back in September, August, September, October, I wasn't dreaming at all, dude. I mean, nothing. And I thought, oh my God, I'm losing my touch. I'm losing my touch. Yeah, I wasn't dreaming. I guess, I know, it was weird. Now that I'm, like, November passed and stuff, now we're in December, get this. For all those, like, for about a week or so, I didn't dream, right? So now I've been all these weird dreams now since, it's been since, like, I guess since the 10th. Dude, it's been just weird. And then I'm like, and in my head, when I woke up from all these dreams, it was like in my head, they were like, did you miss this part of your gift? Did you forget what it feels like to see this kind of stuff? And you should see the reactions on my face when I woke up. I was like, oh my God, this is like 5G stuff, to where it doesn't feel like a vision anymore. It feels like I'm in the dream. To me, I don't know about you guys, but the dreams I have, it's nothing. It almost reminds me of the Matrix. Do y'all remember the movie The Matrix?
Yep.
That's what it feels like. It's like everything is like you could touch it. And I was just like, oh my God, dude. It's, yeah, the empathic mark.
Lucid and vivid dreams.
Yeah, I have dreams like those, but I'm usually talking to dead people.
I have dreams like those as well.
I'm sitting there talking to like my mother or my grandpa or somebody that passed away, and it just seems so real. You could smell the smells, like if they wore perfumes or cologne, that smell would be in the air. They were like so real.
Yep.
I mean, I was going to ask you, do y'all seem like feel any different from all the years previous? Do the visions seem more intense, or does it seem the same to y'all? Because to me, as being intuitive, I don't see it the same. I don't even know if it's a 5G thing or if it's something that we're not aware of. It's the air.
I'm not certain if it's a 5G. That's kind of something that will mess with your head. But I'm not certain if it's actually something that would affect you that much. But I think what it is, Chris, is the world's going through an awakening. We are changing. The entire planet is changing. Thanks to a certain somebody, attitudes in the United States have changed. People are feeling more emboldened to go do stupid activities. People are actually opening up more to their surroundings. They're paying more attention to what's going on in the world.
Mm-mm-mm.
And once the awakening is in full bore, you're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of things happening that you wouldn't have thought would be able to be changed.
And that is true, because I think with everything, you know how like back in the days you were able to do all this stuff, and you're right, I think a lot of people, that I think the population, I want to say that more people shop online because due to all these crimes, I mean, it's not even safe to go anywhere. I just, like, I'm a shopper online, so
Yeah, I get a little, you see all these things happening, and the old guy goes in the store and opens fire, or goes into school and opens fire, or wherever. It's always a public place, right? Every time I see that, somebody's talking about getting me to go out to the store with them or something, I get, little panic attacks or, things like that, because I really don't want to go. Because it's just my luck, I'd be one to get shot. You know, that's why.
No, you're too ugly. They don't want to shoot you.
Oh, fuck off.
All right, hey,
you know, somebody beats you with an ugly stick as a child. You know,
Amanda over here is asking a question. She's asking you, do you do any grounding or meditation to center yourself?
Yes, I do, but sometimes it feels like it's, yeah, there is a lot of grounding that I do. I've been doing it more, and I ain't gonna lie, Amanda, I was slacking off on that, and I admit it, and there's no one ever's gonna do that unless they can admit, you know, and that's one thing about people, they don't like to admit their faults. Me, if I do something wrong, I fix it if I can. But with the grounding, yes, I have been slacking off on that, but I think it's more of working on myself and having more time for myself, and now I'm starting to do more of that, which is one thing I'm going to tell you, it's crazy. Yes, I know I'm on the show today, but as far as like Messenger and social media, you barely see me now, and I feel like, well, to me, it's like toxic in a way, because I just don't want to hear the drama, so I just avoid it. And I'm doing this like what Joe said. I'm being very limited with people that I talk to. And I've noticed my circle has even gotten smaller due to everything that I'm going through behind the scenes. And I'm being more selective of what to say and what not to say.
Yeah, my circle got pretty small over the years, you know. And there's a reason for that, you know, like you said earlier, you know, when we were talking, it's hard to trust people. They're going to burn you, stab you in the back. It's just a matter of time, you know, and I guess I've been lucky. I got one close friend and he's sitting, you know, over there, but you know, he's Mark. Other than that, everybody else are pretty much acquaintances, and I keep them at a distance, you know, because it's hard when I had a best friend ever since high school, and he broke the bro code on me, you know.
Wow.
He made moves on my girlfriend, and then years later, he ended up trying to make moves on my wife.
Oh, what a best friend.
I see that guy now. If I ever see that guy now, I probably need bail money. You know.
Wow.
No, you'd be quick to walk away.
No, my temper might get the best of me on that one.
I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
And this is what I'm going to give you, what my perspective is. You're right with that, Joe. That most people are there to help you. But I'm going to ask you the biggest question. This is more like, I don't know if it's scientific or it's just in general. You know how I think everybody's your friend, right? You know how you and Mark are friends. But outside that circle, this is something that I'm thinking I need to know from you guys. Since you've been longer in the field like me, but y'all see a lot more things. So the question I have for you guys is, how many percentage of the people are actually your friend? Can you give me a number on that? Like, how many people are actually your true friend? And then how much percentage are not your friend, but they're just there to, however you want to call it.
That's my only true friend sitting right there.
So what is the percentage?
Everybody else is pretty much an acquaintance.
Yeah.
I'll put some trust in them. But as soon as that trust is broke, it's done.
Yeah.
I may be petty by saying this, but me, you get one chance. You get one chance. You cross me.
I guess
me,
I'm a little bit nicer of a guy. I'll give you a couple chances.
Cross me, and you realize you crossed me, but you never apologize to me. That's it.
Yeah,
it won't be the same after that.
I wouldn't say I got a whole lot of, I don't have too many friends, as I'd say, is more of I got like, I trust and hang around family. And then, you know, Mark has been around me so long that my mom used to introduce him, oh, this is my other son. So he's more like family than a friend. It's no, true.
Seriously. Wow.
At cookouts and stuff, you know, when he like first met my Aunt Barb or somebody that he had met before, my mom would already just pop up because she was kind of a very outgoing, nice person, funny, going, you know. And she loved Mark. She's like, oh, this is my other son, Mark.
And that's good because he's like a friend that you've known for years. And when you find that type of friends, it's hard to find any true friend. I think to me, I want to say random. I want to say maybe 82% of people can be honest. I can't say 100% people because I've been there and I've even been around people that I thought I could trust. And I hear the grapevine, oh, I wouldn't trust that person because blah, 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 because they did this and they did that. Well, so later on, I just like, but that's my perspective. I don't know about y'all. I wouldn't say 82%.
I'll add to what I was also saying there, Chris. Joe, I consider Joe more family than my own family because I only have one person in my, let me rephrase that. I have two people in my family, my blood family, that I would converse with and put some trust in. And one of those people is my sister, the younger of the two sisters. She lives in Arizona. And the other person is my niece, who lives in Florida.
Yeah, we haven't seen her in a while.
Everybody else in my family I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw them.
Now, your niece used to watch us quite often.
That's including my brothers. That's including my surviving brothers and my oldest sister. And then their kids. Because I am considered, I feel that I am considered the black sheep of my family.
Oh, I know I am.
Because of the fact that I don't believe the same thing they believe. And I have issues with the way they act and the way they do things.
You know, it's funny you say that because when you grow up, like with me, I don't know if I'm considered the black sheep of the family. I don't see myself like that. But you know how everybody's raised with religion and they have different beliefs. Like, I do have a good support system within the family, but there's others that I feel like, yeah, they'll say hi, bye, and they'll tolerate me. Because they don't believe in this in that spiritual realm, and they don't believe in supernatural stuff, or whatever the case may be.
Well, I guess I'm more in that aspect because my brother does believe in that stuff.
But outside of that I think when they kind of like close themselves out, but then when it comes to like more of supernatural stuff, then that's when they open their mind, and then I change their perspective on things, and then they're like, well, you know what, I knew what you did, but I wasn't really supportive, but now you make me a believer. And there's times where I feel that in family, that there's some family that just stay away from it because they think it's devil worshiping and this and that. But once they know the more of the lighter side, you know, the medium, the psychic side, it's a God-given gift, so they shouldn't judge. But that's a whole nother thing. Like you said, the way you grew up is they don't understand you. And that's the thing, Mark, is that it's sad. They should be some more supportive and the way you, but they're not.
Nope.
That's why you don't see eye to eye with them. And you would think that being family, they would support you in everything you do.
But it doesn't always work that way.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to divert just a second. I noticed a question that was
because by a man. But I always say karma is going to bite you in the ass in the long run. Bite those people in the ass in the long run. Just let me stay long and live long enough to see it happen.
Grab a pen, Amanda. He asked if I have any crystals that I would recommend carrying every day. Amethyst. I would recommend amethyst. I would also recommend rose quartz. And I also like bloodstone. Those are for pretty much your everyday use. I currently have a ring that I had made that I have opal and black tourmaline, both stones in it. And my necklace that I have, it's a bullet necklace, and it's lapis lazuli.
Wow. But I'm glad that we talk about this, because, you know, it makes me, because you guys help me in a lot, and like
I just wanted to answer Amanda's question. I noticed that
there. Yeah, I see that.
I saw that too.
And I think for me, I think I can agree with Mark. Amethyst is real good for psychic attacks. It's also good for intuitive stuff. So if you're like wanting to help you with your gifts, it'll be good. I want to be good for grounding. You can use tiger's eye, would be another one. Bloodstone, I think I've heard of that one. Bloodstone, I don't know the properties of that one. But just by the sound of bloodstone, I don't know the properties. Maybe I have to ask Mark what the properties of bloodstone are, because I don't know what the properties of that are.
I don't know about tiger's eye.
What is that?
Blue star sapphire.
That's my ring. Oh, that's pretty. I like it.
That's my power ring.
Oh, wow. So what is the property? What are the properties of that, Mark? I can know about bloodstone.
The bloodstone? I'd have to actually look it up, unfortunately. I don't recall right off.
Okay.
But bloodstones are good for healing.
Oh, okay.
Actually, for you, Chris, to kind of get you out of your funk, I would actually tell you to grab an amethyst, you know, bloodstone, and carry it with you.
All right. I might just have to do that to get out of my funk. But amethyst is always something I've had around me. But maybe bloodstone, I have to look it up, and then, because they have like stores here where they can sell little stones and maybe just cleanse it and start carrying it with me, or maybe even have it as a necklace, or like you have a ring, you know, or just start carrying that kind of stuff. Because I wear I have all my bracelets on me. I don't even know what all these are, but yeah. But that's, I always carry different. Is that called
lapis lazuli?
Oh, I've heard that one. That's a pretty color. I like that one.
Yeah, it's a very pretty stone.
When you held it up to the camera, it almost reminds me of turquoise.
It does. I know, but it's actually blue. It's the way the light is reflecting off of it.
Yes, amethyst is purple.
Yes, amethyst is purple.
Yeah. Yes, amethyst is purple.
With amethyst, you have different hues of purple. You have a very light looking purple, which almost looks like a clear quartz, and then it'll actually go into an extremely dark purple.
Or deep purple.
It just depends on what kind of vein it comes from.
I used to date somebody that loved amethyst at one time.
Thank you, Lisa. I'll have to get me a bloodstone.
Is that a birthstone too?
Which one?
Yeah, she's looking at you.
Amethyst? I believe it is a type of birthstone.
Yeah, that goes with February.
Yes, no, thank you. I knew it had something to do with healing, and I knew there was something else that went with it, but I had to look it up, but yeah.
Oh, and that's just one thing I'm going to touch that no one has ever brought up. You know how we're talking about amethyst? Amethyst goes with Aquarius, people need that have to do with the birthdays in February, but just keep this in mind. And this is something that I feel like I need to say. Just because you're not an Aquarius does not mean not to carry amethyst.
Right.
See, like, I'm a Virgo, so for me, I would use sapphire because that sapphire is connected to my sign. But if I'm connected to amethyst and I'm gifted, it doesn't, like, how can I say, it's more if you use it, don't think that just because you're not an Aquarius and it's not your birthstone that it will not work for you. It will.
Well,
hopefully that makes sense. I don't know why I'm throwing that out there.
Because I knew a woman that loved amethyst, and I think it had to do with it. It was her birthstone.
Yeah. It depends on
hello?
Too. See, the reason I had this particular ring made, and it cost me a pretty penny. The opal that's on here, I purchased that from an occult shop in California when I was 18, and it was a raw stone. And I had that stone for all this time. The black stone that's on there is a black tourmaline. That stone found me.
Oh, wow.
In 2016.
Maybe I should get that.
I think it was March of 2016. We went, my daughter and her husband and my grandson, because it was before my granddaughter was born, and me and my girlfriend, we rented a car and drove out to California to visit my parents. And so we were out there visiting my parents for a couple of days, and we came back. On our way back, we stayed in Vegas overnight. And that afternoon before we left Vegas, we went over to the In-N-Out Burger. Went in, had lunch, came back out. Never noticed this little pouch on the ground when we went in. Came back out, I'm opening the car or the sliding door on the driver's side of the van, and I open it and I look down, and there's this little black pouch about yay big.
It was full of weed.
Sitting on the ground.
Wow.
And I reached down and I grabbed it. It was literally sitting next to the back tire. And I reached down and I grabbed it. And I didn't think anything of it right at the moment. And I felt that it was hard, right? So I'm like, okay, that's kind of interesting. I'm wondering what's in it. So we got everybody in the van, got everything situated. And I got sat down, and I opened it up. And it was a black tourmaline that long. That stone found me, and it found me for a reason. Because the following year, my mom passed away.
Damn.
And because of that stone and the energies that were in it that transferred to me, and the fact that it was part of me, I feel that it helped me through the grieving process, because I wasn't in California when my mom passed. I was here in Wisconsin, and I felt it helped me through that, because when I got out there, when my daughter and I went out there for the funeral, I was the pillar. I was the rock. I was the one that held everything together during the funeral. Both my sisters broke down. My brothers broke down. My dad broke down. I had already, because of the help of this energy from this stone, I had already came to terms with losing my mom. I also got in an argument with my sister because I was pissed. I wanted to actually be a pallbearer, and they wouldn't let me. And I told my sister, I said, the only way I'm not going to be is if Dad says he wants me by him and not let me be a pallbearer. So I think
wow.
She convinced me to have him tell me that. So.
Now I'm going to ask, I don't know if anybody knows, what is a good stone for depression and anxiety? I don't know if any of you know what that is. I don't know if there would be anybody. But would that be good depression with a bloodstone too?
Well, bloodstones are good for healing. And also protection. But amethysts are good for protection, well, healing. I wonder if this book would have anything in it.
Yeah. I'm curious, because I think all the stones that we probably covered might have not everything that it listed, but I think.
Honestly, Chris, I believe you need to get a bloodstone and an amethyst.
Yeah. You know what? When I'll get it, I'll make sure you be the first one to know.
That is stuck in my head that you need to get a bloodstone and an amethyst.
That's probably Yeah. Yeah, I just probably have to look for one that, like they said, finds you. You know, don't look for it. It'll find you, or somebody might give you one. Because I think it's funny how you say that.
Lisa actually says amethyst is a birthstone and is also helpful to help relieve stress, balance your mood, dispels negativity, and protects you against psychic attacks.
There you go. Validation. Validation for you, Mark. Validation. No, but yeah. I'm glad that, you know, I enjoy talking to both of you because you know a lot of stuff. And even though I've been in the field, but I've gone through a lot. I feel like as we're a kid, that we go through.
I don't know why there would be cats back there, Allison. I'm not a cat person, I'm a dog person, but I think I do know why there would be cats back there. That's funny.
That's crazy. I know, I was like, what? Yeah, but I'm glad that we're talking about like, different things, because it's just, and I think with what you said, Mark, I think it would be good for investigations, because I know that people are going to be asking for me, and I need to start carrying those stones with me and have them in my pocket or something. Because
keep them with you if you can. I would also suggest if you possibly can find them in a bullet, like the crystal bullet, which is like this one stone here. I showed you, like this,
or like a necklace.
You can wear it like a necklace, so you can, you know, or something. Because I had a stone, a bullet stone, one time when I was younger. And I wore it constantly. And I ran it out of energy. And when I ran it out of energy, it actually broke.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me because I've had that before.
Snapped in half.
Wow. So that means that it did its job.
Yeah. It did its job.
Wow. That's kind of interesting because I've had that done to me too with the bracelets. Like I'm like, and then I, you know, I wear like different type of bracelets, and my mom said, "I want to look at busting." She's like, "Maybe you just did his job."
Lisa must know what I'm talking about here because you never find the crystal. You'll go to a store that has them. You'll go places that you can get them from. But you will not be the one that picks that crystal. That crystal will pick you. And a lot of times, the place that you would go to find it, you will be drawn there. And it's because that crystal's calling out to you. There are crystals all over this planet, and every one of them has a purpose for somebody.
Amen to that.
They will call to you. And some people you will not realize it, but they do. They call to you.
Oh, wow. She must be doing her research for depression. She's given a whole lot of lists. You see that, Mark?
There it is. Right there. Amethyst. It's in there.
Yeah, it's all in there. Clear quartz, which I can get that.
And rose quartz is in there.
Black tourmaline.
Uh-huh. Gotcha, Lisa. Which aventurine? Because there are different types of aventurine.
Yeah.
The black tourmaline, that's what's in my ring. And that's actually the black tourmaline and the opal are very powerful stones for Wiccans to be able to use.
Yeah, that's true. You know what's funny? What about a chakra necklace? Wouldn't that kind of keep the balance too? Kind of?
It depends on what the necklace is made of.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan. Yeah. Hi, Janet. Nice to meet you, by the way. Thank you, guys, because I do need different coins. I do have to
find new stones. See, Janet knows, I will. Too.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that I always... Yeah. Yeah, it's so, just amazing.
So she's saying, Lisa's saying green tourmaline. Or green aventurine, sorry, not tourmaline, aventurine.
Yeah, that is very interesting. But I do need to like to do a lot of different stuff.
And that, and is, true. Good. That is true, too. Amanda's true, saying, you know, telling you right here, too. When you find your crystal, or, sorry, let me rephrase that. When the crystal finds you, when your crystal that is supposed to be yours and you it finds you, draws you to it, you have to cleanse it.
Yeah, because other people
probably touch it. You have to remove any negative energy from it. I had a bad experience one time. I actually went in, I was in one of these stores where they had a lot of these crystals and everything. And I have a bad habit. I will go along and I'll actually touch the crystals. I don't know if it's really a bad habit, but what I'm doing is I'm touching the crystals and I'm pulling the energy from them. I'm kind of cleansing the crystals when I'm there. They got a hold of one that somebody, I don't know who it was, but I know for a fact it was a dark Wiccan, because I could feel the energy in it. They put a ton of negative energy in this crystal, and I drew it out of this crystal, and it made me physically sick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's why you, I mean, because if it's like a witchy store, they have all the crystals all just accessible because anybody can touch them. But you're right, you got to cleanse them because you don't know who touched them. The same thing applies to candles because the candles, you know, people are just looking at them like, oh, you know what, I don't want this candle. And they'll just touch it to put their hands on it and stuff. And it's like, everything's got to be cleansed. I mean, everything, even to necklaces, bracelets. You know, it's just, yeah. Smoking, cleansing is the best because certain can't get wet or be in sunlight. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, some crystals can't get wet or be in sunlight. So, but yeah.
There's one that can't get wet.
But you can also, start with a C. You can also draw the energy out of it yourself. But that's something that's, it, again, you know, someone, if some mischievous little jack out there who goes and plays with these crystals as, you know, like happened with me, they can put tons of negative energy in the damn thing and it'll mess you up. And it messed me up for a little while. I actually got control of it.
Wow. That is amazing.
Cleanse and charge.
And I think it's good to have them on a full moon too to clear your crystals. To clear it on a full moon because it's like, you know, it gets rid of the negative energy. It's like you're absorbing the moon energy, and it's good to get some moon water, you know, to put it out there and just let the moon absorb it, and then you can use it. And you're right, there's some crystals that cannot get wet, they'll just fall apart. But you got to do your research, and that I am aware of. There's some stones that just will, you're just like, yeah, so no, that is true.
It was a touristy place. That had amazing.
Oh, wow. So she said there was so much energy that she couldn't breathe and walk out. Speaking of that,
I kind of had that happen.
Wow. I remember one time my friend Art was watching. He probably is, but I had gone to go see my uncle play. And this is, I didn't have no stones, and that was my fault. We have gone to this bar. I've been there 3 times because he's a band. He's part of the band. So get this, dude. I go in, we're in the park, and it was during the cold. It was in cold. It was going to get cold later that day. He backed up. I didn't feel anything. And we had gone to McDonald's because the food there was just too expensive. So he backed up. Walking in the driveway, I was fine. Right when I passed the part of the building, and then there's like a gate door. Get this, Mark. I walk in, dude. All this energy just started kind of making me feel like sick, dude.
Reached over and slapped it.
Yeah, it was just, it just came at me, right? So I started walking in, and all of a sudden, I just wanted to throw up, and I was like, oh my God. And it was weird. I was fine that whole night. My friend goes, you must have absorbed somebody's energy or somebody that was there. You picked up something from them.
Somebody, even though they didn't talk. Well, here's another thing, too, that could have happened. Somebody that knew you might have actually threw some sort of attack at you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Somebody that was there did some of attack because they knew I was going to be there.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Here's something for Amanda. Yeah, okay. To try and charge them on a full or new moon, you want to do it on a full moon. Full moon is the most powerful because the full moon is wanting all the way up to, or the, it's, it from the new moon, it's wanting to the full moon. Once it's to the full moon, it starts waxing, therefore it starts releasing its energy. It builds to the full, releases to the new. And at that point, when you're at a full moon, you can pull more energy from that into yourself and into your crystals.
Wow. You know what, Mark, you do got a point, but you know what I'm thinking? I'm not going to debunk what you said.
You
mean an impact? I think that there was something that I must have absorbed, something there.
It could have been
because being both an empath and then somebody probably attacked me, so it multiply affected me because I was fine in the parking lot, dude. As soon as I walk in, I didn't feel any energy at first, but when I walked to the side, just something just came over me, and I said, oh man, I felt like sick, and I had to like pace back and forth. For it to come, and then it went away. I didn't feel anything after that, and then I thought, in my head, I was like, it's either I picked up some energy from the people there, and then I did think I had a thought in my mind, and I didn't say anything, but I had a thought that somebody knew I was coming. They were not here physically, but somebody threw some stuff at me because they don't like me. So it could have been 2 things, not just one thing.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I've actually had people do that to me. And it was because of the woman that I was dating.
Oh, wow. How did your body feel when that happened to you, if you don't mind me asking?
What kind of sensation? I felt like I got punched.
Oh, wow.
It felt like I got punched. So, yeah. This one here, I want to answer Amanda here on this one. I just noticed. How do I recommend opening yourself to your crystal finding you? Listen. That's all you got to do. Listen to what you feel inside. It will draw, it will call to you. And you'll be able to navigate to it.
No, that's true.
And then she's asking about binding spells. Careful. You got to remember, anytime you do anything in the Wicca, using Wicca, you want to be careful what you do. Because when you cast spells or you bind, the the spirit realm tends to send things back at you threefold.
Mm-hmm.
So if you intend harm when you do anything, that harm will come back at you threefold.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's weird now. It's making me think. It's got me thinking. I'm glad that we're on the show.
I'm sorry, I think we totally lost Joe.
No, I'm cramping up over here. My feet are in bad shape.
I'm sorry, dude.
Are you drinking liquor over there?
Am I what?
Looks like a bottle of liquor.
This?
Yeah.
It's water.
Uh-huh.
he's like
Uber water.
Yeah, you probably filled that bottle by now.
Uber water.
Yeah, it's probably
that's funny, Joe. Because if it's vodka, he's funny because the vodka is very clear. So you'd be like, I know Mark. He's putting it as his water, it's probably vodka in it.
No, I don't drink vodka. My drink of choice is Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah.
So if I was drinking, you would know I was drinking.
You know what? That's funny you talk about that. Because when people drink, I had relatives that they could be drinking a lot, Mark, and they don't look drunk, dude. And they can still talk. They can still drive. And I'm like, other people, you can see, like, they're all red and stuff.
Not a good thing.
Yeah, they can't. I know, because I guess because their alcohol consumes more of their body. But if you can control the beer or the alcohol, then you could be as drunk as hell, and you just look sober. And you could drive, and you're just like...
He used to. Joe used to drink, but he doesn't anymore.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he drank. What kind of stuff did you drink, Joe?
His drink of choice was, what was it?
Jose Cuervo. Yeah, tequila.
Oh, wow. Was that strong? Was that strong stuff?
No. I don't know. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, <'cause...
laughs> Actually, I found one that was really smooth. And I had to be real careful because, you know, it went down like water. It didn't have, like, that tequila after kick or anything.
Oh, wow. So those are the ones that would creep on you if you just didn't have no flavor.
I drink it like it was water because it went down so smoothly. No harsh kick or aftertaste.
Then after you get up, you're just like, ooh.
Yeah, then you're right in the boo-boo.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. And speaking of that, too, I know that I probably won't see Mark and Joe until maybe next year, God willing. I just want to say for everyone, thank you for supporting me and Joe and Mark as well. I want you to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Be safe. Please drink responsible if you can.
Responsibly.
Don't have to go anywhere. Don't go anywhere if you don't have to. Yeah, and just have a Happy New Year. And thanks for having me on.
And
where can they find you, Chris?
How are you celebrating?
Well, we're going to make menudo. I don't know if y'all know what that is, but we're going to have menudo. Tamales.
You're going to send me some, right?
What do you like? Do you like menudo or do you like tamales?
I like both of them. Are you kidding me? I like chicken tamales and I love menudo.
Oh, okay. So then what kind of menudo?
That food, you can't be around Mark for about a month.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Growing up in California, I lived on Mexican food.
Well, you know what? If I found a way for you, Mark, I don't know who would have to send it to one of you. If I can find it where to keep it warm.
That's all right. That's fine, Chris. I'm just, oh, God.
I mean, you know what? If you were closer,
a fresh batch of tamales, a fresh batch of menudo, I would be.
Oh my god! Yeah, and that's the thing that we're gonna have. Cause I told my mom, I said, she's like, I'm gonna, cause I usually make a menu. I'm like, you know what? I want some menudo. And there's some neighbors out here, except for one person. She does not like menudo. She likes the tamales, but I mean, it's just. And then we like the tortillas, the flour, because I love flour. I can't help it. But yeah, but that's what we're doing for New Year's. We're gonna have a good time, and I might drink a few just to relax, and a few fireworks, and oh my god,
eat a few for me.
You know what? For that, Mark, I'll send you pictures.
Okay.
That would be fun. Chris get his mouth watering. He'll be drooling over the pictures like porn. He'll be drooling over the pictures like porn.
My sister-in-law used to make, for Christmas and New Year, she used to make fresh tamales and menudo. And we had always go over there for the dinners, and I absolutely miss it. And I miss her too. That was my older brother and his wife, and they are both passed away as well. And I
was gonna say, I know our time's up, but before we go, if anybody ever wants a personal reading or any missing cases, or just anything of the paranormal, walkthroughs, you can reach me at 210-974-3470. You can reach me there, again, 210-974-3470. Or you can find me on Facebook. Just hit Mark or Joe, or just click on the page. Okay, and just find me on that, you know, on the show, and just click and add me. And for Joe and Mark, as always, I always have a good time with you guys. Thank you, Mark. I'll let you know about the tamales, and I will let you know about the bloodstone.
So I'll send you guys. Get yourself a bloodstone and an amethyst.
Thank you, guys. Love you, and have a happy new year. Yep. Merry Christmas, guys.
And let's see. Next Friday, we'll be back on the 29th with Les Durant. It should be an interesting show as well. And in an hour, 7 o'clock Central our time, I'll be on with some people from, I think it's the 13th Dimension, Jeremy's 13th Dimension. He's doing a Christmas special, so I'll be part of that in an hour.
Tell him I said hi. Don't tell Jeremy I said hi, by the way. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, Nick will be on there, Jeremy, and I'm not sure who else is going to be on there with us. So it got to be busy in the chat.
And for Mark, I'm sorry, but I'll send you pictures and I'll send it to both of you. And I don't mean to just, I'm just saying, I just send you pictures of tamales. Dude, do you want pictures of the menus or two, or do you just want the tamales?
We did have some here in town. We have a Mexican restaurant that. I can get stuff like that.
Taco Bell,
but they don't. No, it's an authentic one. But they don't make menudo anymore.
No, they there is a few that you got to search for those local top type Mexican restaurants. They'll probably
have the best food.
You know,
we have one here, so
Always support the local communities and the restaurants and businesses.
Thank you, bud. Thank you for giving me the good, beautiful guidance. And Joe, as always, thank you for giving me guidance too, because now it's making me think about just make my circle small and just do what I do and just don't let nobody take my happiness. It's fine with both of you.
That's the whole thing.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
Stay safe. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Appreciate it.
Thanks for watching. And we are out of here.